The word siren put me back on track, and I realized that the animal belonged to the order Sirenia, marine creatures that legends have turned into mermaids, half-woman, half-fish. No, I told Conseil, that's no mermaid, it's an unusual creature of which only a few specimens are left in the Red Sea. That's a dugong. Order Sirenia, group Pisciforma, subclass Monodelphia, class Mammalia, branch Vertebrata, Conseil replied. And when Conseil has spoken, there's nothing else to be said. Meanwhile, Ned Land kept staring. His eyes were gleaming with desire at the sight of that animal. His hands were ready to hurl a harpoon. You would have thought he was waiting for the right moment to jump overboard and attack the creature in its own element. "Oh, sir," he told me in a voice trembling with excitement, "I've never killed anything like that!" His whole being was concentrated in this last word. Just then Captain Nemo appeared on the platform. He spotted the dugong. He understood the Canadian's frame of mind and addressed him directly. "If you held a harpoon, Mr. Land, wouldn't your hands be itching to put it to work?" "Positively, sir." "And for just one day would it displease you to return to your fisherman's trade and add this cetacean to the list of those you've already hunted down?"
"It wouldn't displease me one bit."
"All right, you can try your luck."
"Thank you, sir," Ned replied, his eyes ablaze.
"Only," the captain went on, "I urge you to aim carefully at this animal in your own personal interest."
"Is the dugong dangerous to attack?" I asked, despite the Canadian's shrug of the shoulders.
"Yes, sometimes," the captain replied. "These animals have been known to turn on their assailants and capsize their longboats. But with Mr. Land, that danger isn't to be feared. His eye is sharp, his arm is sure. If I recommend that he aim carefully at this dugong, it's because the animal is justly regarded as fine game, and I know Mr. Land doesn't despise a choice morsel."